Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you this morning from the Chamber of Commerce radio studio located in the lower level of our offices located at 101 Pier Street. As we like to say, when you think of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and our address at 101 Pier Street, think of Economic Development 101, Community Development 101, Business Support 101, because that's what we aim to provide here. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we want to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. And folks, today I'm thrilled to be joined by a longtime friend, a longtime leader in our not-for-profit community, but also a leader, outside of the not-for-profit world. In the private sector, she is the managing partner and owner of her own business, Guarantee Roofing, Siding, and Insulation Company, a limited liability organization right here in Sioux City, Charisse Yanni. Charisse, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Well, good morning, Chris. Thank you so much for inviting me today. I really enjoy being here with you. You know, it's kind of a, we haven't done this for a while.
Well, we're thrilled to have you in studio. And truth be told, Charisse, we're recognizing your family business for seven, although your family business is nearly a century old, we're recognizing you this spring for 75 years as a member of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. So thanks for your longtime support.
Well, thank you. And you know what, Chris? I've been working there almost that long.
Well, you do have a long history and a legacy of leadership, and we're going to talk about that over the course of this program, not only Guarantee Roofing and Siding. I think one of the most iconic marketing and advertising jingles in the history of our Siouxland community.
It is.
And I grew up with that, and maybe we can even get you to sing it at some point in this program today.
Possible.
But as we do each Saturday morning, Charisse, we like to begin by introducing our guests to the listening audience. So if you'd be so kind, tell us about where you grew up.
Well, I grew up here in Sioux City. I was born and raised, grew up in Morningside, actually. I am a graduate of East High School. And when I say that I was have been working at Guarantee Roofing almost the whole 75 years, I started going with my dad on calls probably when I was 4 years old. And so, you know, I'm not going to tell you how old I am today because I don't think the whole Siouxland area needs to know. But so I've been there for a long time and have always enjoyed it. A
couple of decades anyway.
A couple of decades, yeah, exactly.
And when you mention your father, of course, you are the child of Jim and Doe Yanni. Jim Yanni, just so instrumental in our community in so many different ways. The only person in our 150-year history to serve as the chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce on two occasions.
Right.
I also believe that you're one of the very few that is multi-generational chairs of the chamber, because you too were the chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber.
I'm the only father-daughter. The rest have been
That's exactly right.
Father-sons.
That's exactly right. And the father-sons, I can think of the Gleason family, right. I believe has three generations of leadership. And I think Chick Wolf and his father also served. And coincidentally, my father was the chair back in 1989. And although I'm not the chair of the board of directors here, I've been for 20 years now, working at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, initially recruited by Debbie Durham back in 2003. And by the decades just slide and by
they,
so quickly.
Yeah, they do. I can hardly believe how long ago certain things happened.
and Charisse, as you know, Debbie has been with the Iowa Department of Economic Development, or the Iowa Economic Development Authority as it's known now, for 13 years.
Right.
Hard to believe that it's been 13 years since she joined the administration and continues to serve in that capacity. But focused on you and your family business today, you're an East High graduate. And what came after East High?
I went to Morningside College, actually, for 2 years, and then I transferred to University of Nebraska at Lincoln, which I really enjoyed. Not to say I didn't enjoy my time at Morningside, but I really enjoyed being at Nebraska. And not because we were winning football games, but I just enjoyed the education that I got there and the people that I got to meet.
Well, and you have remained a loyal supporter and fan of the University of Nebraska for quite a period of time now, and a season ticket holder.
Well, you know, I tell people, which is actually really true, I was born and raised in Iowa, but I'm a Cornhusker. I was raised a Cornhusker.
And for those of you who might wonder, Charisse is wearing a red and white Nebraska hoodie this morning. and basically a tribute to Memorial Stadium and 100 years of activity at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. And Charisse, what did you study at Morningside in the University of Nebraska?
Well, actually, I went into communications. Back then, they called it speech and drama. And my minor was, I had two minors, English and phys ed. But because my hours were so close in the English and the speech and drama, I actually ended up with a double major. And then my first year of teaching was out in O'Neill, Nebraska because of that. And I taught remedial reading. It was the first year for a federally funded program. Could only have 5 students at a time. Most generally, I only had 2 or 3. I had an aide. I had to have an aide. My aide had 12 kids. I said, why am I the teacher? Why aren't you the teacher?
Yeah. Interesting how those things develop. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest this morning is Charisse Yanni. Charisse is the owner of Guarantee Roofing, Siding, and Insulation right here in Sioux City. Guarantee celebrating 75 years this spring as a member of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and 98 years in business coming up on their own centennial. And Charisse, I know that you taught for a number of years. Tell us about how you enjoyed that experience and what came next in your professional career progression.
Well, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I always went on calls with my dad as a youngster. And then I eventually started working there on Saturdays and in the summer months. But my dad told me that I needed to have, and so did my mother, that I needed to have an education and something other than the roofing company. So I did, and I enjoyed teaching, and I loved my kids that I had. But you know what? When the weather got nice, I was just as bad as they were. I wanted to be outside too. And so I decided one day, it was in the wintertime, Dad and I were watching a football game, and he had taken a nap. When he woke up for his nap, I said, I'm coming to work for you. He goes, what? No, you're not. I go, yeah, I am. I'm going to come to work for you. Well, so we argued a little bit about that, and eventually I won.
Yeah, I think you did win that argument, and decades later, you're running and managing that company. I also want to recognize your mother, because your mother was instrumental in so many different ways in this community, but she was also an entrepreneur and known for her teaching of etiquette. And I know that back when they had VHS tapes, she had made a video teaching etiquette. She'd written articles and books on etiquette. And another way to say that might be the proper way to use manners and to interact with people. It was far more than table manners.
Yes, it was. And, you know, she taught people how to properly shake hands. You know, sometimes you put your hand, if you don't open up your hand wide enough, your fingers get crushed. And if you have a ring on, it really hurts. So that was one of the things we talked about. But talking about and learning to get along with people and to listen to people was important to her as well. But she always, you know, she always would tell people, when you see somebody, you judge them within 7 seconds, what you think of them or how you like them or not. And, yeah. It's true, you do. I catch myself doing that every now and then when I first meet somebody.
Well, and she was a great teacher and educator, and my four siblings, the 5 McGowan children, were taught many of the lessons that Do Yanni imparted in terms of introducing themselves, mm-hmm. introducing others. Women introduce first,
right?
Adults introduced first, and all these social mores that some people may say don't have the same level of prominence that they may have a generation or two ago, but they're still critically important and worth teaching, and she did a heck of a job.
Well, you know, when you are a young person, you don't necessarily understand how important that is to know these things, but when you go out into the real world, and especially if you have anything to do with international business, you better know this stuff, and you better know the culture. And that's what she always told people. You need to know the culture of that country that you are trying to do business with, because certain words, certain signs that we think like a thumbs up might be really great in the United States, that might not be so great in another country.
Right.
George Bush learned that once when he gave the what we call that?
I think it was the peace sign.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I think he was in Australia.
Yes, it was. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. And that didn't mean the same thing there. It was not a good connotation.
It was an offensive,
yes,
if I remember
yeah.
right.
Yeah. So you need to know these things, excuse me, as you go on in life.
Yeah, no, absolutely critically important. Again, you're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. My name is Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. I serve as your host. Great news this past week as the Siouxland Metro Region was recognized by Site Selection Magazine as the number one economic development community in the United States based on per capita performance in calendar 2023. So we congratulate all of the economic development professionals in the tri-state region. We congratulate all of the communities, Sioux City, South Sioux City, North Sioux City, Sergeant Bluff, Dakota Dunes, Woodbury County, all part of the Metropolitan Statistical Area and definitely a team effort, but congratulations to Siouxland. Our guest today on Grow Siouxland, Sharice Yanni, who serves as the owner of Guarantee Roofing, Siding, and Insulation Company. And after this short break, we'll continue our conversation and learn more about Sharice's background and her business.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday with us on the radio airwaves. If you were with us for the first half of the program, you know that our guest today is the owner of Guarantee Roofing, Siding, and Insulation, Sharice Yanni. Sharice is also a past chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. She is a past member on two different occasions of the board of directors of the Siouxland Initiative, the leading economic development group for the tri-state Siouxland region. And Sharice, your role at the Chamber and the Initiative is just scratching the surface, and we're grateful for your many years of service and leadership to those organizations. But you've also been named by the governor to lead the Iowa Department of Transportation, those seven commissioners. And I know that that term wraps up later this year.
It does. It doesn't seem like I've been on the commission for 13 years, and pretty soon it'll be 13 and a half by the time I'm done with the commission. And that's been an honor for me to serve as a DOT commissioner. The neat thing about this is you get to help our state. Whenever you serve on a board or commission, you get to help our state become better. Because you're working with other people that have great ideas as well, and you mold those ideas together, and I tell you, you can come up with some of the best things that you never thought would happen. And I'll give you one example. This was years ago when I served on the Iowa Department of Economic Development board. Governor Branstad was very good about keeping a balance of men and women and regional, and I know some of it's by law, but nevertheless, he did. And there was one woman from Keokuk, Iowa, who was, she was a different thinker than some of us, which was really neat. And we were good about listening to each other. And she said, if we want to make our state better, why are we going for the low-lying, easy-to-pick jobs? Why aren't we raising the bar to get jobs to come to Iowa? And so, you know, we did. We listened to what she had to say because it was right. Why should we be looking for minimal wage jobs to come to Iowa? And that's when a lot of the different programs that economic development has today, or they have been enhanced, began. It was with that comment from her and us agreeing. So, you know, serving on these boards, it's important to Iowa to have people from all across the state, all walks of life, because they have different ideas too.
Well, Sharice, on behalf of a grateful community and a grateful state, I want to say thank you, because I'm not sure that everybody realizes how significant the time commitment is, especially as a DOT commissioner, to drive to meetings all over the state as a volunteer.
I drive the farthest.
Yeah, from one end of the state to the other. But not only have you served as a DOT commissioner, but you have served as a member of the Liquor Commission. You've been on Vision Iowa. You were on the Unity Point St. Luke's board. You were on the board for the Sioux City Symphony. Your family has been instrumental in the Orpheum Theater. There's just an awful lot of things going on there. And I wonder sometimes if you didn't feel pressure from Jim and Doe to continue that family, Yanny family legacy of leadership.
I never felt pressure to do that. I did it because I wanted to do that, but I also grew up in a family that was part of life, that you gave back to your community, especially when you own a business or your family owns a business. That's important for that company to give back. And since we were a family-owned business and we're pretty much a small company, we all became active in the community. And I used to tell people, well, if you got one of us, one of the three, mom, dad, or myself, you got all three of us usually working on a project, which was fun. We enjoyed working together.
Well, I know that as we talk about the history of this community and the history of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual dinner and some of the keynote speakers,
I chaired that for 3 years.
Your family was so instrumental in so many of those ways. But your family also ran a successful business, and you continue to lead that business today. Tell us a little bit about Guarantee Roofing, Siding, and Insulation Company. 98 years old, 75 years this spring with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. That's been a really important part of our community.
Well, thank you. And we believe, as I said earlier, it's important to give back, number one. But we also believe in quality work and quality materials. And if I don't get the support from a manufacturer, I don't keep that manufacturer. And it's important to me that my employees are happy. And so I try to do things that will make them happy. And I try to listen to them because, it's the person. If you think about Edwards S. Deming, one of the key things that he talks about is listening to your employees that are out in the field. And I think that is so important to do because they can tell you what works and what doesn't work. They can tell you what are good things to do, how are a better way to do, like for us, do a roof or fix a roof. So I listen to what they have to say because they're the ones that have the hands-on experience in that field.
Yeah, it's a little bit like Tom Peters. I believe Tom Peters wrote Swim with the Sharks a couple decades ago and talked about management by walking around. And you get that first tier view of your business from those employees who are on the front lines, and obviously that served you well. You're listening to Grow Siouxland this morning. Our guest, Charisse Yanny. Charisse is the owner of Guarantee Roofing, Siding, and Insulation Company. And Charisse, I think everyone is familiar with Guarantee Roofing. Maybe they don't recognize that you also do several other things in that industry, from roofing and siding and insulation. But anyone who grew up in this community, and I'm included in that, remembers the iconic marketing that you employed a couple of decades ago, and you're starting to revisit today.
A couple decades ago was generous. We actually started, I don't even remember what year it was. We went from King of the Roof to Jim Yanny to the Rescue, which was a Bill Bass. And so was King of the Roof. But Jim Yanny to the Rescue, Jim Yanny to the Rescue. And actually, I should have said, Jim Yanny to the Rescue, Guaranteed to the Rescue.
So we sang that as kids. It was so iconic in our community that as a grade school kid, I can remember singing that to other kids and other kids singing it. Anytime somebody got hurt and others went to tend to them, that's what we sang.
Yeah, exactly. I have to tell you a quick little story. A mutual friend of yours and mine, who used to be here, was in labor, and she was in the labor room at St. Luke's, and she saw my dad walk by. That's the song she sang to herself.
It was such remarkable marketing, and it was somewhat on the heels of a Jim Dandy song, and people knew that and had familiarity with it. But the transition to marketing was so smooth and so effective, and you've kind of built your own iconic brand for marketing, hanging from slings and chairs and being at high elevations and looking at roofs throughout town. And
jumping off the edge of the earth is the best.
And I'm sure those were fun for you.
They are fun. My favorite is actually hanging from the clock tower. And there are steps all the way up to that clock tower. People remember those ads.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, I will say my age. I'm 57 years old. And 50 years ago, I remember the Jim Yanny to the Rescue marketing monitor, moniker, and the little advertising jingle.
Right. Right. Well, that was it was brilliant, really, because people remember that song. It's similar, like "Let's Get to Work, Mr. Zook," or "On Both Sides of the River"
from Art Silva.
Yeah. So those little things, and those were all by Bill Bass.
Yeah, Bill did a heck of a job, and of course today, Bass Advertising, led by his sons Will and Austin, right, who continue to do a great job. Right. Charisse, for those who may want to learn more about what your business provides, tell us a little bit about the roofing, the siding, and the insulation.
Okay, so we're most known for the roofing and siding. We do both commercial and residential in the roofing. We do pretty much all residential for the siding. We can do commercial depending on what it is. But windows is another thing that's not in part of our name, but we've always done some sort of window, whether it's been a storm window and storm doors. We were one of the first to install replacement windows. When they first came out, we started installing replacement windows in this area. Same thing with vinyl siding. We were one of the very first ones in this area, probably the first to install vinyl siding back in the 60s. I can still spot it today, what jobs were ours, because I can tell by the colors and by the design of the material. But you know, that's something we pride ourselves on being. We're kind of a one-stop shop for the outside of a home, including gutters. So that's what we do. We try to make your houses look nice and protect you from the elements.
And I'm not sure that you still do it today, but at my home, not only did you do some of those things, but also the covers for gutters.
Right, we do that too.
And so guarantee roofing all of the outside envelope of your home. And if you'd like to learn more, is there a telephone number they can call?
There is. 277-3981. So area code 712-277-3981. We used to have a commercial for that too.
Well, we might have to resurrect that. But if you'd like to learn more about the offerings and services of Guarantee Roofing, Siding, and Insulation, and visit with Charisse, the telephone number is 712-277-3981. Charisse, I can't believe how quickly a half-hour program passes, but here we are.
Yep, here we are. And you know what? I keep getting a message on my phone that it's almost time for me to go work out.
Well,
that's why I'm in my sweats.
I really appreciate you being with us today, taking part of your Saturday for us. We wish you and your beloved Cornhuskers a strong football season this fall. And again, on behalf of a grateful community, thank you for all you have done and all the volunteer capacities that you've served in over the many years.
Thank you so much. And just one thing, even though I'm not an Iowa fan, I would say congratulations to Caitlin Clark. I've watched interviews with her, and she's a really neat young lady.
Yeah, an Iowa product that has certainly done well, a graduate of Des Moines Dowling, making all of the state of Iowa proud. You've
Absolutely.
Been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, Charisse Yanni, will be back with more next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.